suppose by now you're thinking, okay, who is that sourpuss up there? When's he going to introduce himself? Well, this is the time to do it. Father Tom Held, and I have to let the cat out of the bag. I'm from Ohio, and all that entails. I'm not alone. But I lived in Ann Arbor for several years, so I don't have a hostility toward the Wolverines or the Spartans, but I do have a hierarchy, and that's what it is. I'm a Lions fan, and I'm a Tigers fan, and I told my buddy Mark, who is a diehard Wolverine, if the Tigers go all the way and the Lions go all the way, then I'll root for the Wolverines to go all the way, because that'd be quite a little treat for us Michiganders. Anyway, I've been here since 1997, so Michigan is my home, and I love it here, and I'm so pleased to be here in this beautiful little parish. A few more young people than I expected. It's good. Anyway, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Many people in our day and age have left the Catholic Church, especially over the last 50 years or so, which grieves the sacred and immaculate hearts of Jesus and Mary. And it should grieve our hearts as well. I guess some people claim to be scandalized by all the sins of the clergy, and I can understand that. I suppose some of these people just don't think the church is relevant to their lives. Considering all the poor catechesis over the last 50 years, I can hardly blame them. Maybe some people even think they hate the Catholic Church. But in reality, I suspect most of them have no idea who the church is and what she really teaches. Bishop Fulton Sheen expressed it best when he said, "There are not over 100 people in the United States who really hate the Catholic Church. There are millions, however, who hate what they wrongly believe to be the Catholic Church," which is, of course, quite a different thing. These millions could hardly be blamed for hating Catholics because, hey, Catholics worship Mary. We adore statues. Because we say indulgence or confession is a permission to sin. Because the Pope's a fascist. And the list goes on and on. He continues, "If the church taught or believed any one of these things, it should be hated. But the fact is, the church does not believe nor teach any one of them. It follows then that the hatred of the millions is directed against error and not against truth. As a matter of fact, if we Catholics believed all the untruths and lies which were said against the church, we probably would hate the church 1,000 times more than they do. So we can never give up. If the hatred of the church is founded on erroneous beliefs, it follows then that the basic need of the day is instruction. Love depends on knowledge, for we cannot aspire nor desire the unknown. In other words, we cannot really love what we ourselves do not know, and we can't expect others to love what they don't know either. We can't give up on our faith. We need to learn our faith more and more every day, and then we can bring that faith to others and bring them to the truth. If everyone knew the true teachings of the Catholic Church and why she teaches what she does, very few people, if any, would ever hate her, and fewer still would ever leave her. And we wouldn't have enough room for those trying to get in." Dr. Jordan Peterson, one of the premier thinkers and philosophers of our time, a man I admire much, summed it up very well. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, one of the reasons why I am a staunch admirer of Christianity in its Catholic form, which is arguably the most traditional form, he says, is that I think that Catholicism is as sane as it gets. Most people just don't know that side of Catholicism. But if they did, I think almost everybody would want to be Catholic. They just haven't realized it yet. And we need to be the ones to show them. For those of you who have found your vocations, we can always go deeper in our vocation. For you young people out there that are still searching for your vocation, keep your hearts open for the Lord. He has something big planned for all of us. And we'll only find our true happiness in Him. but only find true peace and the promise of eternal life, the absolute promise of eternal life, if we stay faithful to the Catholic Church and her teachings. We are the laborers, and the harvest is abundant. So we need to learn our faith more and more every day and go into the community and invite all those people who want to be Catholic but just don't know it yet. The harvest is abundant, but unfortunately the laborers are few. So let's start to change that today, right here in our little town of Bellevue.